This is Ed Serwin in Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly box beef trade for week ending November 21st. The Daily Spot Choice Box Beef Cutout ended the week last Friday at 203.14, which was $6.16 lower compared to the previous Friday. There were 850 loads sold for the week in that Daily Box Beef Cutout, and it was 12% of the total volume. The comprehensive or the weekly average choice cutout, which includes all types of sales, including that daily spot cutout, it was at 208.86, which was $4.92 lower. There were 6,863 total loads sold, which was 255 loads higher than the previous week. And those formula sales were at 3,367 loads, which was 72 loads higher than last week and was 49% of the total loads sold. The exports, as reported on this box beef report, represent primarily muscle cuts, and they really dropped from the previous week's numbers. They were at 483 loads, which was 645 loads lower. 135 of those loads were sold to our NAFTA neighbors, and 348 loads were shipped overseas. But the overseas shipments the previous week were at 964 loads. And the outfront sales, which won't be delivered for at least 22 days, they were at 1,371 loads, which was 87 loads higher than last week and a typical spike for this time of the year. Now taking a look at the weekly average primal cut prices, the choice middle meats, which include the rib, it was only $2 higher after quite a few weeks of big jumps during the seasonal rally this time of the year. And the rib was the primal that carried the choice cut out higher last year until late November. The loin was $5 lower, and the choice chuck and round primals were $5 to $11 lower. And the cow cutout was $1.50 higher at 173.68 on Friday, and those 90% trimmings ended the week at 212.20, which was $4 higher compared to the previous Friday, but they had been as low as 206 during the middle of the week. And the latest report of imported meat pass for entry into the U.S. for week ending November 14th showed that week we imported 15,330 metric tons of fresh beef, which was 600 metric tons lower. Year-to-date for the first 46 weeks of this year, we're running 21% higher fresh beef imports than last year, but that has dropped almost weekly in the last couple of months. Australia was 33% higher, dropping weekly from that 65% higher that it was early in the summer. And fresh beef imports have been stair-stepping down for the last couple of months, and most of the recent weeks have been below a year ago. And the year-to-date numbers are still above a year ago only because of that massive jump earlier in the year. Now taking a look at the finished cattle prices, those live prices were not well tested again until late in the week when there was a few sales reported at 123 to 126 in Iowa and Nebraska. And the weekly weighted average cash steer price for the five areas, which includes Texas, Nebraska, Colorado, Kansas, and Iowa feeding areas, it was at 124.83, and that compared to 127.04 the previous week. The five-area total cash volume was 79,200 head, and that compared to 49,000 head the previous week. And the dress prices were limited also, with a few reported at 195 in Iowa and Nebraska, and that compared to 197 to 202 the previous week. And the average live weight for the Texas Panhandle for week ending November 14th was 3 pounds lower at 1355, and that compared to 1295 last year, which would make it 60 pounds heavier. The latest average national steer carcass weight for week ending November 7th was 1 pound heavier at 921, and that compared to 903 the same week a year ago. And the choice select spread was $12.19 on Friday, which was almost $2 higher compared to the previous Friday, and it's responding to that increase in the choice rib the last couple of weeks. Thank you. This is Ed Serwin in Amarillo, Texas.